for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from Zexant Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Thanksgiving Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, Thursday evening, November the 22nd, 2018. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of the service, teaching on Thankfulness Brings Deliverance.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Merrill and Barbara, and we lift up all those around them, and we lift up all of your people, Lord, that have received devastation from this fire. And we lift up the lost, Lord. We ask you to comfort your people. Give them the hope that only your people have. Let them call on your name. And even I know that Merrill, as he calls on your name, he knows that you hear him. But Lord, those that are lost, I just ask you, Lord, to use this. That, to those that now that have ignored you, even up to this point, that they would call on your name in the name of Jesus, and all who call on the name of the Lord would be saved. And Lord, I just bind the enemy from blaming you to anybody, sowing any lie that says you're the one that did this, Lord. And Father, in Jesus' name, we give you the glory for the lemonade you're going to make out of this lemon. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just thank you. Thank you for these gifts. Thank you for all those that came bringing them. Thank you for the desire in the hearts of those that wish to give more. Bless this to your use, the camp, in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thanksgiving. Thankfulness is a big deal in the Bible. In fact, it's one of the few specific things that we're told is God's will for us. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ." I often tell people, listen, first of all, we ain't going to hell anymore if you're born again.
Amen.
Is everybody here born again?
Yeah.
If you're not, get so. Listen, it's heaven or hell. The masses of this world, wide is the gate that leads to destruction, narrow the path that leads to eternal life. Amen? And it says, few marry and choose the narrow way. So, if we're not going to hell anymore, that is a really, really solid foundation to start being thankful. Because most people, listen, there's people on this earth, every need is met that you can imagine. They are overflowing with money. Anything they want to do, they can snap a finger and get it done. They can tell people what to do. They can do that. They think everything is okay. And they don't think they need God, and their money is God, and they've become their own God, and yet they're going to go to hell. And all of it will be for nothing. The Bible tells us don't put your trust in uncertain riches. I've had nothing, and I've had a lot. I prefer a lot. But you know what? What I've found is in the trial of nothing, the fastest way through it is thankfulness. And I'm going to tell this to everybody in here. If you're in a trial, your fastest way through the trial, the very fastest path is praising God. The very fastest path is maintaining thankfulness. So if you're on a journey, listen, we got stuff happens. In this world will be tribulation. Jesus said, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. So stuff's coming. You may be in it. Stuff's coming. There's things coming on the earth like we can't even imagine. If you believe the Bible. And boy, if you believe the Bible, then you've got an eye to see what's going on out here. It's insane. We better put our trust in the Lord. But can I tell you, as bad as it may appear to be, there's nothing new under the sun. Solomon says nothing new under the sun. In paraphrase, whatever was will be again. So we're seeing repeats of things. But you know one of the beautiful things is we started in a garden, we're going to end up in one.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Definition of Thanksgiving in the Bible. Several Greek and Hebrew words are translated thanks and thanksgiving in the Bible, but here are the big two. In the Hebrew, it's YDH. Now, how you pronounce that, I don't know. Yud. I think it sounds like you're pulling something out of your throat. Yud. There's the main word for thanks in the Old Testament. The concept of thanks comes up 202 times in the Old Testament, and the word is used 72 times. The definition. It's like acknowledging what is right about God in praise and thanksgiving. How many know that everything's right about God? 1 Chronicles 16:33, give thanks to the Lord for He is good. His love endures forever. How many are glad about that?
Amen.
And the Greek word is Eucharistio. Eucharistio. It comes up 71 times in the New Testament, and most of those instances are this word, are related to this word. That definition is to show oneself grateful, to be thankful, to give thanks. It can be with reference to the Lord or without reference to the Lord. You may recognize this in a definition. The Catholics call their communion, which I'm just going to tell you, don't ever take Catholic communion. I want to say I'm just referring to the word, okay? And I'm going to show you why they use that word. And I'm just going to go on and tell you, do not take a Catholic communion, because if you don't know this, I'm not going to make that teaching today, but if you've taken that, you need to repent. Because what you did was participate in a practice or a ritual in which they believe that priest is pulling Christ down from heaven and He's being sacrificed again, and that bread and wine, which now is in a wafer, is being turned into the actual blood and body of Christ. Okay? Now, my Bible says that Jesus was sacrificed once, and it's forever. Okay? So this is a witchcraft ritual. And if you've done that, then you need to repent and be delivered of it. The word Eucharist in this definition comes from the Lord's Supper. Jesus gave thanks when He was eating the Last Supper with the apostles. And the Bible says when He had given thanks, He broke it, talking about the bread, and said, take this and eat. This is My body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of Me. What does that mean for us? One thing is, we need to love what that definition of the Hebrew definition, it means it's totally tied to God. The Hebrew definition I gave you earlier, the other means totally tied to God. It's about who God is. The more we learn about God, the more we should praise and glorify.
Amen.
This is deliverance camp. Everybody come for deliverance?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Come to get freer?
Yeah.
You know, the freer you get, the more you should know about Him, the more you know how messed up you are, and how good He is. Even if you don't do the old nasty things you used to do on a regular basis. Amen? And if you're in the middle of one of those things, God still, He'll deliver you. He's a good God.
Amen.
We're all a work in progress. This is not just a polite thank you when something good happens. This is an outpouring of praise to God for who He is and what He's done.
Yes.
The psalmist repeatedly calls us to give thanks for the Lord for two things. His loving kindness and His miracles amongst men. Listen to this, Psalm 107. Before I go any further, I want to talk a minute. Who's here for the first time? All right, praise the Lord. This camp's been here how many years? 1974. Thank you, Lord. This is a deliverance camp. This is a camp. Now listen, we're going to preach and teach everyone here. We are the full counsel of God. Do you know that the Bible says you got favor with God and you're going to suffer with Jesus?
Amen.
Huh? You got favor with God, you're going to suffer with Jesus.
Amen.
But it's a full counsel. So listen, we believe in the casting out of demons.
Amen.
But I'm here to tell you, if you don't crucify your flesh, you'll be a revolving door. Hear me? We'll be a revolving door. How many say, I don't want to be a revolving door? So we got to die to self too. So then in order to do everything we're supposed to do, we're supposed to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and strength, and love our neighbor as we love ourselves. If we do those things, we'll end up fulfilling the commandments of God. Okay? We will. And the Bible says He puts His law on our heart. But But if you try to do any of this without gratitude, you're going to lose. But you have to start with gratitude. And then let His love flow into you. You've got to know that you're loved of the Lord. Okay? So we're here, and we're going to see the captive set free. And we're going to see ground taken for God's kingdom away from the enemy. Amen? But we have some housekeeping things that we need to talk about. And one of them is, and I just talk about basics of deliverance. And as I walk through this ministry, we'll do deliverance as we go. Hello, Mama Jerry. How are you back there? Good to see you. So, as we walk through deliverance, what will happen is that we will come to a place of repentance. You need to know that there's no freedom without repentance. None. First of all, you didn't get saved until you repented. And if you went someplace and they told you you were saved without repenting, you didn't get saved.
Amen.
Because the basis of salvation is I'm a sinner, I'm a mess, and I need you, Lord. Forgive me my sins. I believe in you, Jesus. I believe your blood washes my sins away. But it's an acknowledgement. And so when we go and we repent for things, and listen, you get saved with a shotgun repentance. Oh, God, help me, I'm a sinner. And if you meant that, then you're translated out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of God's dear Son, and you are converted and you're born again. If you meant that, He doesn't turn people away that mean it. Everybody say, thank you, Lord. Alright? And He don't look and say, that one's too bad, and this one isn't, and da, da, da. And He doesn't do that. He just receives you. But that's a shotgun prayer. Okay? But to get free, it takes rifle shots. Our freedom comes with some preciseness in being real and being honest with God and coming and letting the things that have been dark be exposed to the light. And so as we go through things, we'll repent and we'll confess. I'm not telling you you're going to have to come up here and confess, but you'll be confessing things. Lord, I repent for this. And we'll repent for ourselves. We'll repent for our ancestors. How many know you inherit some things you don't want? How many know that?
Amen.
The iniquities of the fathers are visited to the sons to the third and the fourth generation. Listen, I'm going to fear just a minute. My father was a Mason. I've done Freemasonry teachings here and all over the country and on the radio and in places and been walking out my own deliverance from that mess for about 16 years now. And when I was in Colorado, I shook a man's hand, and my partner in business looked at me, and he goes, do you realize that when you shake hands, you have a Masonic handshake? Listen to me. Now listen, I've cast all those demons out. I've walked that out, cast my brother, been through that, and yet that handshake was just something in my genetics. And it's an extended finger that goes out like that. So the Masons do like this. And my finger was just all right. I wasn't pressing. See, they press to let each other know they're a Mason. But my finger was there in my handshake. Well, how many know it ain't there anymore? We inherit things. So as we are repenting, we're breaking those things off. And so you're not, listen, you're not getting anybody saved that's alive by you repenting for them. If they're still alive and they're your ancestor, you're not getting them saved, and you're not getting any forgiveness for anybody of your bloodline. That was between them and God. Well, what you're doing is saying, if that sin was in my bloodline, I don't agree with it. If that behavior was in my bloodline, I don't agree with it. I'm going to agree with God. So just know, as we start going through repentance, in your agreement, you're going to be repenting for them as well. So if some get spoke and you say, well, I never did that. Well, do you know what great-grandpa did? Or great-grandmother? Or what societies they were in? Nobody knows. But we're taking accountability for those things so that we can get cleansed. Amen? So as we go through that, and I'm going to tell you that if you got a loved one here and they start crying or something, don't throw your arms around them. Let God deal with them. And we've had ministers here to help, if that's the case. And if somebody starts sparking up, like somebody starts squalling over here, or you start hearing noises over here, and you're over there, don't worry about over there. You think they got more demons, they just might have a loud one, while yours are quiet, you got 10 times as many. I mean, that's the truth. Some of them squawk. Some of them don't like going. Some of them just go so they don't get whipped worse by the enemy, by the Lord. Okay? Because the Lord's angels are whipping these things. That's what I think. All I know is they don't like it and they leave. Okay? The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. So try not to touch the one next to you when deliverance is going on. Okay? Just let it happen. And the other thing is, if you came here and you came for somebody else, you just need to forget that. Come for yourself tonight. Don't leave here. Don't leave here this weekend thinking it's for the other person. Let God deal with them. And let God deal with you. Get everything you came for. And even what you didn't think you came for. Just let God be God. We ask that the only ministry be done by the ministers here. And there may be great anointing out here. Some of you are hearing this and have heard before and already know and already understand. But if you've never heard that, you may have great gifts of God. He may be working great things through you, but this is a battle camp. This is a battleground. How many know that if the military fights and the soldiers aren't in order, there's a problem? And see, so there's an order here. And so we just ask that you submit to the order what you do outside of this camp. Hey, that's fine. And that's fine. That's all between you. But let's don't have any backdoor prophecies and things going on. That you know, if it's of God and it's a prophetic word, it'll be there Monday. I promise you. Or Sunday when you leave. Because if it's of God, it stays. Okay? When He wants to do something, He gets it done. Amen? So we just ask for that cooperation. Also ask that there be no food or drink in the rooms because we're in the country and we don't need the critters inside. Y'all know what a critter is, right? Huh? So ants, bugs, other things that get attracted to food. So bottled water is fine, but other food and drink, please don't do in your rooms. And then at 10 o'clock, is it? Lights out? Yeah, it's 10 o'clock. Just prefer. That doesn't mean that anybody's going to come to your room and tell you to shut your light out. It just means kind of be quiet from that point forward. And if you feel like a Holy Ghost dance, come on, just go outside and do a jig. Okay? That's going to be fine. Father, we thank you in Jesus' name. So we're talking about Thanksgiving. Listen to this Psalm 107. Everybody pray with me. Say, Father.
Amen.
Your Bible says to enter your courts or enter your gates with thanksgiving and your courts with praise. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving my soul. I praise you and give you all the glory. Lord, I ask you to reveal to me in the moments to come anywhere I've been ungrateful for anything. I repent, Lord, for any ungratefulness. You're worthy. I ask you to cleanse me and forgive me and impart to me an attitude of gratitude, a heart to thank you in Jesus' name. Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good. For His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom He's redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. That describes us here. Amen? I guarantee you, north, south, and east, and west, we've come in. Thank you, Lord. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He delivered them out of their distresses. And He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He satisfies the longing soul and He fills the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and iron because they rebelled against the words of God and condemned the counsel of the Most High. Everybody say, Father, I repent. For rebellion and coming against your counsel. And I ask you to forgive me. Say, Lord, I forgive everyone. I release them all. Everybody I'm charged with anything. If I was them, I'd have done exactly what they've done. I break all judgments against them. I forgive myself for every failure. And thank you, Father, for cleansing me of unforgiveness and bitterness and rebellion. In Jesus' name. Go ahead and take a deep breath. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. All unforgiveness, any bitterness, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. All that rebellion, go. Contention with the Lord, I break your power in the name of Jesus. You who contends against the Word of God, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Therefore, He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down, and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and He broke their bands asunder in Jesus' name. Everybody take a deep breath. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I command distress to go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Distress, go. Get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus, get out, get out, get out. Darkness, go. Shadow of death, go. Death, go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, let them go. In Jesus' name, broke their bands asunder. Break the bands in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Trouble, go. Trouble, go. Troubled soul, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, you troubler of Israel, let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. For He has broken the gates of brass and cut the bars of iron asunder. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Now I break the power in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I repent for me and my ancestors, for all foolishness, especially denying you are God. And I break that curse in the name of Jesus and command these spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Gates of brass, we break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Bars of iron, we cut you in the name of Jesus. Every bar of iron, every gate of brass in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Affliction, get out, get out, go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, let them go. Foolishness, go, fool, go. Foolishness, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. The iniquity of foolishness, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Go, abhorrence, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, go. Their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and He saves them out of their distress. Say, Lord, help me. I need you. Rescue me, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Gates of death, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the called out ones of the Lord Jesus Christ. I break the power of the gates of hell, the gates of death, in the name of Jesus, the gates of Sheol. I bind you, I break your power, I bind the strong man assigned against everyone here. I cut off the strong man in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. Now all these gates that are not of the Lord, be gone, be gone, be gone. Even the gatekeepers in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. He sent His Word and healed and delivered them from their destructions. Now destruction, go from God's people. Go, 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 go. Destruction, destroyer. I break the power of the destroyer. You who destroyed marriages, I break your power. You who destroyed relationships, I break your power. You who destroyed income, I break your power. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of every thief that comes but to steal, kill, and destroy. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men and declare His works with rejoicing. They go down to the sea in ships and they do business in great waters. They see the works of the Lord and His wonders in the deep. Now I command every spirit of the deep to come out now in the name of Jesus. You of the deep, in the name of Jesus. Marine spirits, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, every spirit of the deep, come out. Come out. Come out. Deep darkness, I break your power. Come out, Lord. Lord, let your light shine in. Shine in and expose the dark, Lord. In the name of Jesus, deep darkness, come out. Deep-seated darkness, come out. Deep-seated distress, come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For He commands and raises stormy wind, which lifts up the waves. They mount up to heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. I break the power of every spirit that would melt the soul. That would melt the souls at the sight of trouble. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. I break the power of the storm, the wind, the unholy wind that's blowing. Go, 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 go. Get out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, they reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man, and they are at wit's end. They go, 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 get out, get out. At the end of their ropes, go, 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 get out of God's people. Had all they could stand, that's a lie. The Lord is with them. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, go. Then they cry out to the Lord in their trouble, and He brings them out of distress. Say, I'm crying out to you, Lord. Say, I'm crying out to you, Lord. Take me out of it, Lord.
I'm crying out to you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. He makes the storm a calm, so the waves are still. I speak to these storms, and I say, be still. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Then they are glad because they be quiet. So He brings them unto their desired haven. I pull them out of the troubled place, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Pull them out of the troubled place, Lord. Pull them out of the troubled place and into your sanctuary. In the name of Jesus. Holy men who praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful words to children of men. Every ungrateful spirit, dissatisfied, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, ungrateful. Go, 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 go. Unthankful, grumbler, complainer, chorus, that spirit that's in me, go. In the name of Jesus, all leprosy and spiritual leprosy, go, 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 go. Get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus, let them exalt Him in the congregation of the people. Praise Him in the assembly of the elders. Every grumbler, every complainer, every complaint against God, every spirit that's lied and said God's getting. Go, 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 go. All Antichrist spirits, come out now. And spirit of Antichrist, let them go. Spirit of horror, let them go. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Let them go. 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 You go to yawn, don't stop it. If you go to cough, don't stop it. If you go to burp, don't stop it. They're coming out. Come out. Come out. I declare a rout in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let God's people go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I break the power of every barren fruitful land into barrenness. He turns rivers into a wilderness, water springs into dry ground, fruitful land into barrenness for the wicked of them that dwell therein. He turns the wilderness into standing water and dry ground into water spring. There he makes the hungry to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation, and sow the fields, and plant vineyards, which may yield fruit of increase. Now listen, every spirit that has turned the water springs into the desert, be gone. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that turns rivers into wilderness, go, 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 go. Get out, get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every barren spirit, go, 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 go. Barrenness in the name of Jesus. Every fruit destroyer, come out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Get out, get out, get out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that keeps the word from being watered, I break your power. Go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. A starving spirit, starving for the word, can't receive the word of God. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. I call for good increase. I bind and break the power of every spirit that steals the fruit, that pulls up a good root and puts down unholy roots. I break my mind. Pull up those ungodly roots in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that steals the cattle. In the name of Jesus. Their spiritual cattle. I break it now. I break it. I break it. I break it. I break it. In Jesus' name. Go. In the name of Jesus. And again, they are ministered brought low for oppression, affliction, and sorrow. He pours contempt upon the princes and causes them to wander in the wilderness where there is no way. Now every prince, come out. In the name of Jesus, oppression, affliction, sorrow, come out. In the name of Jesus, contempt, come out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, the Lord forgives you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. And he sets the poor on high from affliction. He makes his families like a pot. The righteous shall see it and rejoice. And all iniquity shall stop her mouth. In the name of Jesus. And so as wise will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Now I thank you, Father. Every spirit that divides families, I break your power in the name of Jesus. I command the oppression to go. I command the affliction to go. I command the sorrow to go in the name of Jesus. Every wandering spirit be gone. Every spirit of the vagabond be gone. Can't find a home. Never at home. Never at rest. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Every ruling prince now, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, ruling prince, chief prince, gatekeepers, let them go. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. 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 Everybody take a deep breath. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For delivering me. I'm calling on your name. And your promise is to deliver me. Heal me. Deliver me from all of my destructions. I receive it, Lord. Now take a deep breath. All those infirmities, come out. Anybody came in here sick, I break the power of that now in the name of Jesus. I command infirmity to go in the name of Jesus. Infirmity in the bones. Infirmity in the nerves. Infirmity in the heart, the lungs. Infirmity in the liver. Infirmity in the bronchial tubes. Infirmity in the throat. In the name of Jesus, infirmity in the eyes and the brain. In the name of Jesus, in the sinuses. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. Infirmity in the skin. In the name of Jesus, every twisted spirit that twists their bones, I break their power. Get out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Sickness, disease, get out. In the name of Jesus, even hidden disease, come out. Thyroid problems, get out. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. I command the spirits to come out of their pituitary, out of their adrenals, out of their intestines, out of their, all the darts out of their livers. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord Himself is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name, for the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting and His faithfulness to all generations. Say, Lord, I repent. Lord, I fail to thank You, to praise You, to bless Your name. Where I failed to honor You for Your goodness. Where I failed to be good. Where I haven't been kind. And where I haven't been faithful. And I break these curses. In Jesus' name. Because I want to be like You, Lord.
I want to be
and I
like
demand
you,
these
Lord.
Spirits
I want to, be like you, Lord.
To go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Every spirit that causes misbehavior, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Unkind, be gone. In the name of Jesus. None. Unkind, go, 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 go. Unfaithful, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Guilt and shame, I break your power. That was taken care of at the cross. Say, Lord, I came for a cleansing. And You're my cleanser. You took guilt and shame to the cross for me. So I give it to You and receive my cleansing. By Your grace, it's always all about You. So every spirit of performance works has to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Come on. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Get out. All that performance in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. People pleasing. Get out in the name of Jesus. Let God's people go. Let them go. Let them go. Up and out, you lying spirits. In the name of Jesus. Go. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Here's some examples of biblical thankfulness. Before becoming the king of Israel, David was a wanted man. King Saul was threatened by David's popularity with the people and hunted David across the countryside. How many know that Saul was jealous? Everybody say, Lord, I repent.
Lord, I repent.
For me and my ancestors. Wherever we've been jealous.
Wherever we've been jealous.
No man jealousy to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let him go. Jealousy, envy, anger. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come on, up and out. In the name of Jesus. Jealousy, envy, anger. Go, 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 go. Comparison. Compare me to this one. Compare to that one. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Thank You, Father. Thank You, Father. Let him go. Take a deep breath. Let him go. Go, 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 go. Now God delivered David from Saul and his enemies. He made David the king of Israel. Under David's leadership, Israel's influence expanded greatly. David became a high king for the surrounding nations, acknowledging him as their ruler. After Saul's death, David sings a song of praise to God. It includes this line near the end. This is David. I want y'all to repeat this with me. Say, Lord, You have exalted me above my foes. From a violent man, You have rescued me. Therefore, I will praise You, Lord, among the nations. Now take a deep breath. Come out in the name of Jesus. That violent man. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. The bully. I break your power. The bully. The one that draws the bullying. In the name of Jesus. Even the one that draws the rejection. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Let God's people go. Go, go, bully. Go, intimidator. In the name of Jesus. The Lord has raised them up. The Lord, Yahweh, the Lord Jesus has raised them up above their foes. Every demonic foe. In the name of Jesus. You call the foe. You call name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We just gave a minute ago. David gave thanks to God for his wealth. You probably know Solomon was the king of Israel that had the privilege of building a temple to the Lord. It's called Solomon's Temple. It was a magnificent building. But Solomon didn't design it. David did. Before he died, David made plans for a great temple in Jerusalem. These plans include a massive fundraising campaign to collect gold, silver, jewels, supplies for building the temple. The fundraiser was wildly successful. The leaders gave generously. They outgave David. David was overjoyed. In response to his people's generosity, he gave a prayer of thanks to God, which includes this. Wealth and honor come from you. You're the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. Everybody say, Lord,
Lord,
I repent.
Lord, I repent.
Wherever I've been stingy. And my ancestors were. With time. With kind words. And even with money. I break the power of greed. I break the power of poverty. I break the power of lack. I break the power of fear of lack. And fear of poverty. And command these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. I break the power of unholy judgment against anyone that blocks my blessings. And these spirits to go. Now take a deep breath. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Go, 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 go. Get out. Get out. Get out. Fear of lack. Fear of poverty. I break the power of poverty spirit, the poverty mentality, the poverty mindset. I bind you. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Now, ingratitude for what they do have. I bind you. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Go, 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 go. That's an empties their pockets. That it causes their purses to empty. Go, 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 go. Can't get enough. Can't get enough because it just goes in and out. I break your power. I break your power. Let's see. In the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Everybody say, Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
For what you've given me. I want everything you have for me. And I want to be everything you want me to be. So, Lord, thank you for blessing me with what I have. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Discontent. I break your power. In Jesus' name. Discontented. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. There's never enough. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I repent.
Lord, I repent.
Anywhere in my own words. And cause me to not receive what you have for me. And even the words of my ancestors. And I break these curses and command these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath, sons and daughters. Get out of them. Get out. These are the seed of Abraham. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. David thanks God for salvation in the 118th Psalm. The psalmist calls all the people to give thanks to the Lord. Then he launches into the testimony of how God delivered him. Or could be you from disaster. Have you given testimony? Have you told people what the Lord has done for you? Are you grateful to share? Listen, you want to get through the battle you're in? Start testifying to somebody about how God took you out of the one you were in and how He delivered you. David said, I will give you thanks for you answered me. You have become my salvation. Now listen, salvation is not just getting saved from hell. It's getting saved from us. You hear me? Saved from us. And saved from the messes we've made. God is good. Some of these things we've sowed bad seeds, we're going to go through some stuff, but He's there to carry us through. So say, Lord, I am delighted.
Lord, I repent.
That you have become. My salvation.
My salvation.
Every spirit that blocks truth from me about the fullness of your salvation, I command to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Every lying spirit says this part's for them, but it's not for me. I break your power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All fear, doubt, and unbelief. I break your power in the name of Jesus. I repent for fear,
Lord,
and doubt, and unbelief, and the evil heart of unbelief, and command these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Get out. Fear, doubt, unbelief. I break your power. Along with death, hell, and the grave. I break your power too. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Let God's people go. In the name of Jesus. The psalmist thanks God for his laws. Psalm 119 is the crown jewel, a long ode to the Torah, the Word of God. Listen, the psalmist writing this piece, and man, you better praise God that God gave the law. Listen to me. That's the standard for behavior. If that, why do you think it's not okay to murder? Why is it not okay to steal? Why is it not okay to cheat on your husband or wife? Why is it not okay? Listen, if you love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and strength, your neighbor, like you love yourself, you're going to be able to forgive people. Why is it not okay? The only standard that counts on this earth is God's standard that He put down. No, we couldn't do it, but Jesus did, and He helps us. So we should love His Word. Love what He says. Here's what David, he extols God's laws over and over and over again, including this in the 62nd verse. He is proclaiming his dedication to the law of the Lord. He goes so far as to say, he wakes up in the middle of the night to thank God for His law. He says, at midnight, I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. Oh, my Lord, His Word is good. Then He came and fulfilled it for us. He's just showed Him. God's, listen, everybody say, I know that you, Lord, are not a control freak. If you were, I wouldn't be in this much trouble. You get it? Listen, He's not. He's a good God. He's a good Father. Some of you believe some lies. Some of you believe some lies. Some of you didn't have a good father. Say, I forgive Him, Lord.
I forgive Him, Lord.
He didn't show me right.
He didn't show me right.
But He's just a man.
But He's just a man.
If He's dead. If He's dead.
He's dead.
Say it with me, if you will. We don't force anybody, but this helps you. If He's dead, I hope He made heaven. That you got to Him, Lord. If He's not, I hope you get Him to a place like I am today where He can get help. And if you're having trouble saying that, repent. If you're having trouble saying that, repent. Say, God, I need help. Just be honest. That's what I said. Just be honest here. Be honest with God. If you spent the time and the trouble to get here, be honest. Don't come here. Don't walk away having something hidden. Saying, well, God, we can only go so far. Let Him determine. Amen. Let the King of Glory come in. Amen. Say, Lord, I repent. For me and my ancestors. For anywhere we've broken your law. Especially those areas. We failed to come into repentance. And bring it to Jesus, who is just and faithful to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Lord, I repent for resenting your good word. And Father, I break the power of every spirit that's come from lawlessness. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Let him 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every spirit from every moral law broken. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for fulfilling this for us. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Come out of them. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I repent.
Lord, I repent.
For everywhere. I've submitted to any teaching that isn't true, that's been done in error from anybody. Now, I forgive them, Lord. And I repent for me and my ancestors. For any tradition or religion that has made the Word of God moot or void in our lives. I repent. And I break these curses. And I renounce every doctrine of demons in Jesus' name. And command these spirits to go. I renounce every spirit that grace makes it okay, says grace makes it okay to sin. And I renounce every spirit that there's not a grace for forgiveness. And I break these curses and command these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Thank you, Father. Every doctrine of demon spirits, go, 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 go. Get out in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of error, go, 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 go. Let go, let go, let go, let go. Get out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Every doctrine of demons, every religious spirit, every spirit of tradition, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Strongholds. Strongholds of tradition, denominational strongholds. I break your power in the name of Jesus. If you're there, come out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Self-affliction, I break your power. I command you to stop that in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Even Catholic spirits and penance, I break your power in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. Say, I renounce every law of man that has been used to interfere with the truth of God's Word. I break that. Command these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Every Pharisee, every Sadducee, let them go in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Every spiritual lawyer, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Daniel gives thanks to God for wisdom and power. Few characters in the Bible are quite like Daniel. He was a young man of royal blood, captured in Judah and before Jerusalem was destroyed and taken away to Babylon. Daniel resolves to be faithful to God and His laws while also striving to seek the good of the city he lives in. Early in the book of Daniel, King Nebuchadnezzar has a troubling dream. He cannot understand it and demands the magicians and wise men of Babylon explain it to him. Nobody can except Daniel, who understands that this wisdom is given to him from God. He says, I thank you and praise you, God of my ancestors. You have given me wisdom and power. You have made known to me what we asked of you. You have made known to us the dream of the king. Daniel 2 and 23, he was not only given wisdom, but great influence as well for interpreting the king's dream. Daniel is made the ruler of all of Babylon's wise men. Everybody say, Lord,
Lord,
I repent for wherever I've taken credit for what you've given me. You're the one with the wisdom that you share. I repent for failing to ask for wisdom. I repent for all false giftings in my bloodline and every sin that hinders me from operating in your gifts as you choose. I repent and break the power of every counterfeit in the name of Jesus. Now take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. All counterfeit wisdom, come out now in the name of Jesus. Counterfeit words of knowledge, come out now in the name of Jesus. Let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Clairvoyance, be gone in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Intuition, not of the Lord, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Critical spirit, judgmental spirit, I bind you, I break your power in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for closing the third eyes in the name of Jesus throughout this room, wherever they be open, in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go in the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, I repent for everywhere I've been stubborn. Instead of asking you what to do, did it on my own. Or froze in fear, not knowing what to do, instead of trusting in you. And I break these curses. Command these spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Self-sufficient. I break your power. Can do it without God. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Fear. I break your power. Can't move. Can't do anything. In the name of Jesus. Confusion. I break your power. Come out of God's people. In the name of Jesus. Don't know what to do. Don't know what else to do. In the name of Jesus. Failure to just read God's Word. Every spirit that hinders the reading of God's Word. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The healed leper thanked Jesus. During Bible times, leprosy was a serious problem. A leper had to live outside the community as they were unclean. They were disgraced outcasts in Jewish society. When 10 lepers happen upon Jesus, they call out to him for mercy. Everybody say, Jesus, I need your mercy. Jesus heals them all. One thank you. The twist is this thankful man is a Samaritan. He was a mixture. He was looked down upon. But yet he came. And he got cleansed of the illness. They still would have considered him an outsider. But he came back to Jesus, who was a Jew. And he thanked him. He threw himself at Jesus' feet. And he thanked him. Does anybody need in the days and times to come, throw yourself at Jesus' feet and thank him for what he's done? As a man said the other day when he was talking about that, he said, listen, were you one that had walked out of a place with nothing but a bag in your hand? Were you one that God delivered you from the abuser? Were you one that used to have the needle in your arm? Were you one that couldn't quit smoking? Come on. Listen, we're all being delivered. But we got to be thankful. Maybe you're one that never did any of that. Oh my. You need to be the most thankful. Amen? Not that we're anybody's better. Man, I've been delivered from a lot. And I praise God He's still delivering me. Amen? Paul said, oh, who's going to deliver me from this wretched body of mine? He said, Jesus. Amen? Everybody say it's all about Jesus. Do you know that particular man? Listen, so he healed them all of leprosy. But leprosy, it eats you. Fingers fall off. You lose things. That man came back, the Bible says he made him whole. The rest of them, the leprosy stopped. This guy got whole. Because he thanked him. There's a big difference between having no hand and a hand. Or an ear off and your ear come back. Because the man was thankful. Say, Lord, I repent for all the times you've healed me. And I didn't give you the credit. And I break the power. And even my ancestors who went to healers that weren't of you, I repent for that. For those so-called faith healers. The medicine men, the witch doctors. I repent. And I break those curses. And even where they went to doctors. But you're the one that did the healing. I break these curses in Jesus' name. Where there was not a grateful heart. Or where it was from the wrong source. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Get out. Get out. That of the medicine man. That of the witch doctor. In the name of Jesus. That of the herbalist. The botanicus. I break your power. In the name of Jesus. From the Santeria. From the Voodoo. From the Makumba. From the Payamuamba. Go, go, go. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. From the fake healers. From there, Louisiana and the Appalachians and Pennsylvania and Hex Magic, in the name of Jesus, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, from the Bone Lady, I break your power. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Jesus gives thanks before meals. Even the Lord. He miraculously fed multitudes and announced the new covenant, the Last Supper. Matthew 15:36, he took 7 loaves and fish, and when he'd given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and they in turn to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Maybe we take our food for granted sometimes. I know a man that went to Ukraine when he was a pastor. And after a long flight and a long train ride and a 6-hour truck ride, he got there just in time for dinner. And if you know anything about Ukraine, they had a nuclear plant blow up, worst in history, a place called Chernobyl. So it turns out when he got there, and the pastor said, well, you're the guest of honor, so we're going to let you pray. And so he got off of that long trip, and he's going, oh, Lord, you know, thank you, Father, for this meal, Jesus. And that pastor said, well, it's a very good thing we prayed because Chernobyl, the plant, is 20 miles away. And he said, he went, oh, Lord, let me pray some more. Do you know we're getting poisoned?
Yes.
Does everybody here know you're getting poisoned? Our food is poisoned. They're poisoning our water. They're poisoning the air. Yeah. The food has become trash.
Yeah.
We better pray over our food.
Yeah.
I'm not talking. Listen, whatever in the stores, the cattle, they're feeding them full of steroids and full of antibiotics and the Lord knows what else. So we need the Lord to sanctify that food. Amen?
Randy, can I share something?
Go ahead, sis.
Mm-hmm.
You go ahead. I'm going to drink water.
I don't want to be up here for a minute. I like to sleep with all the heat off and the windows open. And, you know, all the air. I live out in a lot of trees and there's a lot of mold and stuff. And sometimes you can do that and you wake up and you're all stuffed up. So the other night I said, Lord, I thank you for the air I breathe. I ask you to purify it, cleanse it, and sanctify it. And I ask you in the name of Jesus, and you know that not one problem is if people can create an air purifier, how much more God can purify your air?
Amen.
And so when you see these chemtrails, ask God to thank God. First, thank Him for it, because everything is sanctified through prayer and thanksgiving. Thank Him for it, and then ask God to bless it, purify it, and sanctify it. It even works with water. I grabbed a bottle of water once and drank it, and it tastes, you know, it's the water that wasn't purified, and it didn't taste right. And then the next time there wasn't any water, and all I could find was the bottle of the same kind of water. And I said, Lord, I don't want to drink this water because it tastes nasty. Would you, Lord, I thank you for it. I ask you to purify it, cleanse it, sanctify it, and you know that it totally changed the whole taste of that water. So we need to thank God for stuff because, like He said, we're in days where we're living in great danger. Amen. But let me tell you, no weapon formed against you will prosper if you're walking in covenant.
Amen. Amen. True. We got to believe it. Everybody say, I have the mind of Christ. If you're wearing the helmet of salvation, you've got something. Amen. Jesus thanked God to demonstrate His authority. Right before raising Lazarus from the dead, He thanks God for hearing Him. He did that for the benefit of those around Him. John 11:41-42. Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you've heard me. I know that you always hear me. But I said this for the benefit of the people standing here that they may believe that you sent me. Amen. Everybody say, Lord. I give you all the glory for everything you've done for me. Let me be one that the people around me know that I've been sent by you. I give my life to you. I offer it as a living sacrifice. A sent one has to hear. A sent one has to see. Lord, I break the power of any spirit hindering me from hearing your voice, seeing what you would have me see. Take a deep breath, let them go. Spirits from their fathers, spirits from their mothers, let them go, let them go, let them go, let them go. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, deaf, dumb spirits, in the name of Jesus, I break your power. Mind-blinding spirits, in the name of Jesus, heart-binding spirits, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. All gifts thank to God for bread and safety. His ship's about to be wrecked. Everyone on board knows it. Paul assures them nobody's going to perish in the accident. He encourages everyone to eat a meal so they have enough energy to swim for the shore. Before breaking bread, he thanks God in front of all the passengers and begins to eat. His shipmates are encouraged to eat as well. So listen. You know those storms? This was the literal storm. Probably 30-foot waves or bigger. It was a terrible storm. If you look up history of where this was and the storms that came through, and they in a wooden boat. Okay? This thing is going to go down. But Paul's heard from the Lord. And he breaks that bread right in front of them, full of confidence in what God is going to do. Do you have confidence right now that God is going to carry you through your storm? Do you have that confidence? Will you smile and break bread? Huh? Listen, there might be people you need to share with to pray with you, but let the world see a smile. Because if you know that you're coming through, why do we mope about it? We know we're coming through. I'm not belittling the fact. But if you know that you know that you know that the one that you hope in is bigger than your problem, then you know it's just a matter of time. How much time do you want it to be? That joy of the Lord, our strength, shortens the time. Say, Lord, forgive me.
Lord, forgive me.
Wherever my face hasn't reflected your glory and your goodness and your abilities to rescue me. And I break the power of every spirit that would cause me to dwell on the problem. Magnify the problem instead of you. In Jesus' name. Take a breath for me. Come on. Come on. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. You that magnifies problems. You that magnifies issues. You that make everything bigger than the Lord in their eyes and in their minds. I pray your power. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. You who magnify the affliction, whatever it is, be it physical, be it mental, be it financial, get out in the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. Paul gave thanks for Christian fellowship in Rome. Acts 28:15, it says, at the sight of these people, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. We need to thank God for one another. I'm going to tell you this. I tell people all the time, there's not a lot of deliverance churches, okay? They're just not around.
Amen.
All right? But that doesn't mean you can't go find a place that loves God, that believes in the gifts of the Holy Spirit and loves people. If they're ignorant, you were blind. How many people know everything now? Know everything. Anybody not blind somewhere? How about what you were blind to last week that you know now? See? So I always tell people, and sometimes people get some understanding and they get mad at who didn't teach them. But let me tell you something. A blind man with a cane and glasses on the street ran into you, you wouldn't be mad at him. Would you? Oh, he's blind. You can't expect blind people to see. You can only be grateful for what you see. Amen?
Yes.
Say, Lord, I forgive. Everybody I've judged. As if they ought to have known. I'm just grateful for what I know now. In Jesus' name. We do need fellowship. Okay? And I don't, it doesn't need to be, it doesn't have to be a church down on the street corner somewhere if you're gathering with Christians. Okay? But you need fellowship. I mean, it can be, I don't care. You know, there are some mega churches that do deliverance that are good churches. Not every big church is a bad church. You see, we make automatic judgments a lot of times and they're wrong. Some of them rightly judge. But that doesn't mean we should be praying for them instead of condemning them. But at the same time, if there's 4 or 5 or 10 of you gathering somewhere, praising God, that's fellowship. We need each other. How many know we need each other? Have you figured that out? Even come to a place here. Why are we here? Because we need each other. We need the Lord, first of all, but He uses us. And if you're cut off from God's people, listen to me, you're cut off from God. You're cut off from God. From somewhere. Most of all, let me tell you something. I'm just going to speak this. Every minister that has any understanding at all should understand that really the only thing that any of us want to see is that you get in such a personal relationship with God that daily you're walking out your own freedom hearing from Him what you're to do. Amen? Amen? Say, Lord, I'm looking forward to the rest of my life as I walk with You in Jesus' name. Paul thanked God again for church members and friends. Look, he thanked God for the Romans in 1:8, Romans 1:8. For the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 1:4. For the Ephesians in 1:16. For the Philippians, 1:3. The Colossians, 1:3. The Thessalonians, 1:2, 2:13. And 2 Thessalonians 1:3 and 2:13. And Philemon, number 4. He especially calls out Priscilla and Aquila. And he risked their lives for him. He says all churches of the Gentiles are grateful to them. Say, Lord, I'm grateful to those that have gone ahead of me. And I'm glad to be a part of the family of God. And I break the power of all unholy judgment I have against God's people. They're yours. You judge them, Lord. I just want to pray for them. Help me to do that. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Every spirit of unholy judgment, every spirit that's judged God's people, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You know what? God's people are messed up just like everybody else. We're just saved. And we're getting better if we're in the right place. Amen? Take a deep breath. Come on. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Colossians had 9 mentions of thankfulness in 4 chapters. 2 Corinthians had 16 in 13 chapters. Thankful found 17 times. Give thanks 33 times. The Bible is full of thankfulness in some way. One way or another. Whether it's a mention of how someone was thankful for a specific act or a command to the reader to be thankful 144 times. It is a main thing. Everybody say, Lord, I'm thankful. Thankful for the life You've given me. I do forgive my parents. And I thank You for them. Because without them, I wouldn't be here. Thank you, Lord, for breathing life into me. And I break every curse from dishonoring my mother and father. And even that was done with my ancestors. And command every spirit that causes things not to go well with me to go. In Jesus' name. Take another deep breath. Let them go, 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 let them go. Go, go, go. Now every spirit you want out, Jesus, I thank You for a route now. Every spirit that you want out whose legal rights have been broken, in the name of Jesus, you've got to go. In the name of Jesus, we're doing a little house cleaning tonight. Get ready for the rest of the weekend. Listen to me. And we're coming in with a grateful heart. So everybody say, I repent.
Lord, I
for
repent.
All idolatry. For all witchcraft. All sorcery. Divination. Sexual sin. Immorality. Perversion. Shedding of innocent blood. Murder. Backbiting. Slander. Gossip. Murder with the mouth. Abortion. Sacrifices. In the name of Jesus, I repent for broken covenants, broken treaties, divorce, turning backs on children, cheating and lying and stealing in my bloodline. I break every covenant, contract, blood covenant, blood contract, agreement, written agreement, verbal agreement, made with Satan, Lucifer, fallen angels, and demons. I break and renounce every vow, unholy baptism, dedication, confirmation, everything done with the enemy, knowingly or unknowingly, in Jesus' name. I break every vow I've made in the name of Jesus. And now, Lord, I command every spirit that you want out of me today to go in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Go, go. All the idolatry, every spirit that enforces the covenants, the contracts, the blood contracts, in the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Every unholy baptism, unholy confirmations, I break your power. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, written agreements, verbal agreements, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, let them go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Every unholy vow, every unholy oath, go, 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 go. I break your power now in the name of Jesus. All idolatry, worshiping of false gods, Catholicism, Freemasonry, go, 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 go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Sexual spirits, go, 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 go. Immorality, perversion, go in the name of Jesus. Fornication, adultery, masturbation, bestiality, homosexuality, get out. Go, 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 go. Incest, let them go. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. All murder, backbiting, gossip, slander, backstabbing. In the name of Jesus, let God's people go. In the name of Jesus, take a deep breath. Come on, come on. We've got to push through now. Don't let them stay. Get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out, get out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, that of the broken covenants. In the name of Jesus, Chemosh, Moloch, I break your power. In Jesus' name, divorce. That breaks up relationships, breaks up marriages. In the name of Jesus, go, all spirit spouses, let them go. In the name of Jesus, go, go, contention and strife. In Jesus' name, let them go. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Now raise your hands. Raise your hands to heaven. Say, Father, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for me.
Brother, thank you for what you've done for me.
Tonight and for the future in advance. Thank you for saving me. Fill me with your spirit, with perfect love that casts out fear, with wisdom, counsel, might, understanding, knowledge, the fear of the Lord, your spirit, Lord. Fill me up in Jesus' name. Heal me, Lord. I give you permission to heal me, even where my heart's been broken. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Receive the goodness of God here in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. The goodness of God here in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I apply the blood of Jesus to your children, to the spirit, soul, and body, to the deliverance. Thank you, Lord, for your keeping power. I declare that not one bit of ground will be taken back by the enemy. And I ask you to bless them tonight with a good night's sleep, ready to go in the morning, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, 6 o'clock in the morning, we pray for individuals. And so, just invite you to come. I know it's early, but listen, we're fighting a good fight. Amen. And God will give you good sleep. And great things happen at 6 o'clock in the morning. They're beginning at 6 here. Amen?
Yes.
God bless y'all.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.